State Department warns of anti-American violence after Al-Qaeda killing. By Gabrielle Reyes on August 3, 2022. The U.S. Department of State on Tuesday warned American citizens overseas of an increased threat of anti-American violence following the announcement this week that an American airstrike had eliminated Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, Al Arabiya reported on Wednesday. Washington issued the warning to U.S. embassies and consulates on August 2 as part of a worldwide caution notice. The U.S. State Department last updated its worldwide caution notice on January 15, 2019, demonstrating the significance of Tuesday's announcement. Following al-Zawahiri's death, supporters of al-Qaeda, or its affiliated terrorist organizations, may seek to attack U.S. facilities, personnel, or citizens, the press release read, in part. The State Department said that it believes there is a higher potential for anti-American violence given the death of Ayman al-Zawahiri on July 31, 2022. Current information suggests that terrorist organizations continue to plan terrorist attacks against U.S. interests in multiple regions across the globe. These attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics, including suicide operations, assassinations, kidnappings, hijackings, and bombings, the Bureau detailed. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on August 1 that a U.S. military airstrike had killed al-Zawahiri in Kabul, Afghanistan, on July 30. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties, Biden noted. Al-Zawahiri was the most recent leader of al-Qaeda, an international Sunni jihadist terrorist group. He succeeded al-Qaeda's former chief, Osama bin Laden, in 2011 after a U.S. Special Forces unit neutralized bin Laden in Pakistan in May of that year. Bin Laden masterminded al-Qaeda's terrorist attacks on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001. The act spurred Washington to launch its war in Afghanistan, 2001-2021. The U.S. government suspected that Afghanistan's Taliban terror group harbored bin Laden in the immediate aftermath of the September 11, 2001. Attacks and believed that it had generally provided al-Qaeda affiliates with safe haven. Al-Zawahiri served as bin Laden's deputy prior to reigning as al-Qaeda's chief, meaning his history with the terror group spanned decades. U.S. President Joe Biden recalled some of the gravest terror attacks overseen by al-Zawahiri during his August 1 announcement of the leader's death, stating, "He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11, September 11, 2001 terror attacks, one of the most responsible for the attacks that murdered 2,977 people on American soil. For decades, he was a mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 American sailors and wounded dozens more. He played a key role in the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, killing 224 and wounding over 4,500 others." Biden further noted that al-Zawahiri had made videos, including in recent weeks, calling for his followers to attack the United States and our allies.